This is the Cricket Minute and I'm Dr. V. Today is 10th March. With the recently concluded 5-match test series, India unleashed its dominance in an epic clash against England. We are going to talk about some highlights of this long series. Let's look at the scorelines first. India lost the very first test match in Hyderabad by a narrow margin of 28 runs. Despite getting 190 runs in the first innings, India managed to lose the test due to the brilliance of Ollie Pope's 196 and run extravaganza, that is India's generosity in giving extras. England's second inning score of 420 included 32 extras, which included 6 no balls and 16 byes. Deadly. India, however, learned the trick, bounced back with the help of right selection, fine-tuned captaincy and rocking performances from the new guys to win the series 4-1. With this 4-1 series victory, India is able to maintain its longest winning streak at home. India now has 17 series victories continuously from 2013 to 2024. Australia had a winning streak of 10 series between 1994 to 2001 and again 2004 to 2008. 17 series victories non-stop depicts the dominance of India at home. Let's move on to some interesting stats. When we look at the highest totals of the series, India dominates the first four totals. 477 at Dharamsala, 445 at Rajkot, 436 at Hyderabad and 430 for 4 declared at Rajkot. England's highest is 420 in their second innings of the first test, which is fifth highest of this series. Three Indian batsmen were able to score 400 or more runs in the series. Rohit Sharma 400, Shubman Gill 452 and Yashasvi Jaiswal a massive 712. However, only one English batsman scored over 400 for England. Jack Crawley 407 runs. Not just batting, even in the bowling category, most wickets went to Indian bowler. Ashwin is the top wicket taker, 26 in total with 2 fifers. Hartley tops the table for England with 22 wickets. Cricket being team game, partnerships are key. India batting unit were able to score 4 150 plus partnerships, but England's highest has been only 113, that was Root and Ben Foulkes in the second test. For India, Rohit and Jadeja scored 204 runs for the fourth wicket in the third test. Yashasvi Jaiswal alone was involved in two different 150 plus runs partnerships with Shubman Gill and Sarfraz Khan in the same test. Five bowler strategy and traditional pitches, not square turners like in the past, helped India control English baseball approach and dominate the series. Finally, before we end, let's look at some of the landmarks of the series. Ben Stokes, Ravichandran Ashwin and Johnny Bairstow played their milestone 100th test match in this series. James Anderson entered into the 700 wicket club in the series. He is the third overall in the wicket takers list after Muthiah Muralidharan and Shane Warne. Ravichandran Ashwin entered into the 500 wickets club. He is just behind Anil Kumble in India's wicket takers list and 9th globally. Yashasvi Jaiswal equaled Wasim Akram's record of maximum number of sixes in a test innings, 12. 5-run penalty for unfair play was imposed on India for Ravindra Jadeja and Ravichandran Ashwin running along the middle of the pitch. This is first occurrence in the test history. India now has 6 wins out of their 9 games and tops the world test championship 2024-25 table based on the point percentage. England has 3 wins out of their 10 games and currently second last, just above Sri Lanka in the WTC points table. England are scheduled to play West Indies next in their WTC schedule. Before England's and India's next test series, the focus will be on IPL 2024 starting this March 22nd and ICC T20 World Cup starting June 1st. That's it for this episode. See you in the next. Thanks for listening.